Hallelujah and praise God. Thank you, God, for his goodness. Again, welcome to the Dream Team Prayer Line. We're going to be talking tonight about the splendor of God. The splendor of God. Now, you know, there is no way that we can really talk about the fullness of the splendor of God in these few minutes. I don't care if we were talking all night long. We couldn't ever get done talking about the splendor of God. However, what we're going to do is talk about the splendor of God and appreciate his splendor through his creation, the things that we can see and we can relate to. Praise God. But when you look at the word splendor, the noun, the root word, it comes from the Latin word splendere, which means bright, splendid, splendiferous, and resplendent are all related adjectives used to describe grand, something that's magnificent, great, and brilliant things. Actually, we don't even have adequate words in the English vocabulary or whatever vocabulary to really describe the splendor of God. But we're going to talk about his creation. And see, God not only creates, but he knows how to maintain his creation. See, the Lord cares for us, and that's where we can draw from the source of God caring for us. Praise God. See, I love this time of year, and I know it's hard, you know, the springtime with the pollen and then people have allergies and so forth, but I look at it from a different angle. Well, I love this time of year because God knows how to beautify his earth with flowers and grass and trees and so many magnificent colors. For example, if you take a rosebud, just take a rosebud, you can try to peel back the petals as much as you want to. You would never be able to open that rose the way the splendor or the magnificent work and power of God knows how to open that rose. Hallelujah. Just things that we can relate to. Tonight, we're going to be doing quite a bit of reading because the Word of God is what's going to help us to understand and explain the splendor of God. So I'm going to be reading from the Message Bible, Psalms 104, verses 1 through 4. And I'll probably just skip around on here. It says, "Oh, my soul, bless God, bless him. God, my God," it's personal, "how great you are. Beautifully, gloriously robed, dressed up in sunshine, and all heaven stretched out for your tent. You built your palace on the ocean deeps. You made a chariot out of the clouds, and you took off on the wings of the wind." What a mighty God. "You commanded winds as your messengers. You appointed fire and flame as ambassadors. You set the earth on a firm foundation so that nothing can shake it ever." God has established, and whatever God has established and has put in place, no one can distort. Hallelujah. Praise God. "You set boundaries between the earth and the sea. Never again will earth be flooded." That's a promise. Hallelujah. It's a covenant promise. And we can see how the waves, we consider the seashore, and the waves come in, and they come so far, and then they go back at the word and the command of God. Read on. "You started the springs and rivers, and you set them flowing among the hills. All the wild animals now drink their fill. Wild donkeys quench their thirst." Hallelujah. "You water the mountains from your heavenly cisterns. Earth is supplied with plenty of water." God has made it so. Oh, yes. He's ordained that we have all that we need to sustain us. Amen. You make grass grow for the livestock, hay for the animals and that plow the ground. Oh, yes, God brings grain for the land and wine to make people happy. Some people take too much wine, but nevertheless, he provides all this. Their faces glowing with health, a people well fed and hearty. God's trees are well watered. The Lebanon cedars, he planted those. The birds build their nests in those trees. And look, the stork at home in the treetop. God creates his creation, and he knows how to maintain, and he keeps it. Let me read a little bit more. He says, listen, what a wildly wonderful world, God. Just look at what God has made. You made it all with your wisdom at your side. You made earth overflow with your wonderful creations. Praise mighty, mighty, mighty God. That's awesome. Glory to God. God. I'm going to read a little bit here, even from the Message, well, from the Message Bible, but also here from Psalms 8. And we think about the splendor of God, what God thinks about man, how he provides for us. If you recall, in the beginning, God said, let us make man in our image. Let us make man after our likeness. So God has blessed mankind with some of the splendor, some of his glory, and God has blessed us. We are a blessed people. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to read a portion here from Psalms, the 8th chapter, the 4th through the 9th verse, a very familiar passage of Scripture. As I said, we're going to be doing quite a bit of reading because we need to see what does the Word God say about what he thinks about us in terms of his creation. Verse 4 says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. See, he has shared some of his splendor on us. Verse 6 says, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We could say it another way. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your glory or your splendor, your honor and your majesty. It's unique to each and every one of us. You know what? It depends upon our relationship with God, how closely we are in relationship with him, how much we spend time with him, how much we enter into our secret closets and just sit in his presence, just come before the Lord and just bask in his presence and telling him, Lord, I love you. God, you mean so much to me. I'm trying to break this down to right where you and I can understand. Praise God, because the uniqueness of God's glory, we will know that as we know him, as we learn God. Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is an awesome, awesome God. I'm just going to turn a little bit now to Psalm 113, 4 to 9, and I just wanted to elaborate a little bit more on the splendor of God. Psalm 113, 4 through 9. It reads, the Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? In other words, who's to be compared to him? Who can even be likened unto him? When his glory, he's high above all the nations, and his glory above all the heavens. What a mighty, mighty God. We can't, our finite minds can't even comprehend the greatness, the splendor, the magnificence of our Lord Jesus Christ, our God. Our God, who is like unto our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. God remembers us. He humbles himself to remember that yet we are just dust. That's all we are. We're kind of like glorified dust. We're dust that's kind of made up ourselves and we put makeup on and we clothe this dust and so forth. But yet and still God remembers that we are yet nothing but dust, but yet he puts his spirit in us. He comes to live in us, that he loves us to the point, he says, I would that none should perish, but all should come into repentance and the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome? Verse 7 says, he raised up the poor out of the dust, and he lift the needy out of the dunghill. He remembers us, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, to be a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in another part of the scripture, it says that God has pity on those that fear him, meaning he has pity on those that really reverence him and that serve him with their whole heart, that worship him in spirit and in truth. So I say to you all tonight and to myself that we need to shine uniquely, shine with the testimony of the greatness of God in our life. Amen. Praise God. Live every day in the glory that God has showered upon you. I'm going to say it again. Live each and every day, every moment. Live in the glory that God has given you, the strength that God has given, how he causes the sun to shine upon us, how he causes the water to rain on the earth so that we have vegetation, we have food to eat. So live in the light of his word and the promises. His word, the Bible says, is a lamp unto our feet, and it's a light unto our path. Praise God. We need to live in it. Walk in that. We are, think about it, like a well-watered garden. And in other words, live where God has planted you. Flourish right where God has blessed you. Shine. Let the power and the Holy Spirit shine through your life. Each one of us are different. Each one of us are uniquely made. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. So why don't we worship the Lord out of the fullness, out of the depths of our heart? Work and shine and flourish right where God has planted you. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the image of a well-watered garden, it paints the picture of a people who are continually sustained by their God. And a people who are fruitful and productive. Even back with the Israelites, you know, he says, if you would just turn to me, if you would worship me out of the fullness, the genuineness of your heart, if you would just turn aside from the idol worshiping and then again come to me and worship me in the beauty of holiness. God desires for each one of us to, as his chosen people, he desires that we prosper both physically and spiritually as a testimony of hope to the world. Because so many people right now don't have hope. They need to be able to see the hope in God's people. Praise God. So shine right where you are. Shine where God has planted you. The Bible also says in 1 Peter 2 and 9, talking about us, the splendor that God has shed upon mankind. He says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and we are a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of God. The word says we should show forth the praises of God, the glory of God, the magnificence of God, who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Isn't it amazing to think that God, in all of his splendor, he inhabits and dwells in the praises of his people. Praise God. So that's why it is so important that we, when we enter in, that we enter into the sanctuary with praise, that we come with our minds made up to give God the glory and honor. You know something? And we're all quite guilty of this. When we come into the sanctuary, praise God, we need to enter in to give God praise and worship, not so much enter in to laugh and talk and talk across the aisles and look at who got what on or whatever. Let me tell you, if this is serious work, God looking at us. We need to be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. We shouldn't enter in with a casual attitude and just waiting for somebody else to praise God, waiting for someone else. Okay, the service is getting ready to get started. We come in with the worship. We come in with the praises of God on our lips. So we're reading now, with joyful lips, I will praise you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We come in to honor him. We come in to give God the glory. We come in to just worship the splendor of our God. Amen. See, in Revelations 4 and 11, it talks about the 24 elders who just fall down before the throne of God, and they cast their crowns all around him, praise all before him, and they say, worthy are you, our Lord and God. You're worthy to receive glory. You're worthy to receive honor and power, for you have created all things, and by your will, they existed and were created. That's you and I. We need to praise God like that, knowing that I am who I am because of the goodness of the Lord, because of the grace of God. Amen. Oh, my God. Even in Psalms 107 and 15, it says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. We would praise him for his wonderful works to the children of men. David understood it like this. He says, I will bless the Lord while I live. We're reading that now. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. He says, let us exalt his name together. And back in Psalms 24, he says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up at ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. The Lord that's high and mighty. The Lord that's magnificent. The brightness of his presence. My God. Hallelujah. It's awesome. Just think about it. If we just think on the goodness of the Lord and how much he means to us, knowing that it is in God that we live and that we move and we have our being. Talking about the splendor of God and what God thinks about us. So they ask that question, so what is man that God should even consider us? But he loved us because he created us to give him the glory. God made us to give him worship. We are privileged that God would even pour out his spirit upon us. Because let me tell you, if the glory of God doesn't show up in our service, guess what? We're not having service. But when the power of God is moving, when the praises, genuine praises, are going up before the Lord, the power of God comes in our midst. And when the power of God shows up, when the glory of God shows up, sickness has got to go. Defeat has to go. You know, worry and confusion, it's got to go. When the power of God shows up, the enemy will have to leave, praise God. And the weak ones here to give God the victory and worship him in praises and giving his name the praise and glory and honor. The splendor of God. of God. Amen. So when we come into service, next time you enter in, enter in with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Then go into his courts with praise. Even though we're not having service this coming Sunday, let me tell you, God is everywhere. His glory fills everywhere. He fills all space, all time. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. So wherever you are, you worship him. You praise him for his splendor. You praise God for his magnificence. You can give God the praise. Even as the scripture we're reading now, it says, even on my in the night watches, I'm thinking on the glory of God. I'm praising him. While I'm laying on my bed, I'm just rehearsing in my mind, God, you're so good. Thank you for how you're watching over us. Thank you for another day's journey. Thank you, God, how you kept the angels in camp all around us, around our family, around our homes. God, you are awesome. Amen? Amen. We are a privileged people to even taste a little bit of the splendor of God. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Our Father, we praise you. We glorify you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, God. We worship you in spirit tonight. And in truth, we're worshiping you from the innermost parts of our being, God. God, we worship you in truth. Hallelujah. God, we worship you because there is no one else like you. Hallelujah. God, we realize you sit high and you look low. Thank you for your pity, having pity on us, God. Thank you for mercies. Thank you, Lord, because you are giving it to us every single day, brand new mercies. God, where would we be had it not been for your mercy and your grace. My God, we would have been consumed a long time ago. But because of your goodness, because you loved us so much, God, thank you, God, for mercy and grace. Thank you, God, because that's the reason that we can come right now. We can enter before your throne of grace and mercy, God, that we can receive the help that we need. Oh, God, we bless you. We will bless you at all times. Your praises will continually be in our mouth. Father, we ask that you forgive us, God, that we don't worship you like we should, that we don't take have in mind, God, that even when we come into the sanctuary, that we ought to come in with praises, with our mind steadfast on you, that you be glorified, that you be lifted, hallelujah, that no flesh shall ever glory in your sight. But God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, how you have blessed us. We have come this far by faith, leaning and depending on you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you because you love us with an unconditional love. You love us with an everlasting love. Father, we praise you, God. Thank you, Father, for giving your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in his name, that we shall not perish, but we have everlasting life. We give your name praise and glory and honor. We glorify you, God. We worship you tonight in spirit. We worship you in truth tonight. Oh, God, help us to give us a greater love for you, God. Give us a greater relationship. Give us a hunger and thirst after righteousness. For you said we shall be filled. Let your will be done. Let your will be done in every single person that's listening to this message tonight, listening to this prayer tonight. God, you know everyone that's on this line. God, I ask that you touch them, God. Oh, God, lift them up, God. Help them to shine right where you have them, Lord. Help them to have faith in you, God. Help them, God, to realize it's never about us, but it's about you. It's about worshiping you. It's about loving you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are sick tonight, those that have hung down heads, Lord, send healing their way. Send your word and heal, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray tonight. We pray for Sister Shirley Brown that you would just Continue to bless her. Continue to encourage her. Lift her up, God, in the spirit in Jesus' name. Remember, God, Deaconess Mary Brown and Deacon Walter Brown, God. Oh, God, we thank you for their lives. We thank you for their testimony. We thank you for their courage. Oh, God, we know that it's you, God, that's sustaining them each and every day, God. All good and perfect gifts, it comes from you, Lord. We bless you for them, God, that you will continue to comfort them. Let the angels continue to minister, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know they can still do all things through Christ who strengthens. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, Lord. God, I praise you tonight. I thank you for Michael Bolden, that's even lying in Johnston Willis Hospital. God, you know all about him, God. You made him, God. God, help him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, send a word, send your word, God, that he'll know that you are the Lord thy God, who healeth him. Healeth him tonight, God. Touch him, Lord. Touch those migraines. Heal him, God, in the name of Jesus. Let him stretch forth his faith. Stretch his faith as never before, God. And know that, God, you are the Lord, that God who heals. It's by your stripes that we are healed tonight. Encourage tonight. Bless his family. Bless the children. Bless all, my God. Have your way tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the favor of the doctors. Thank you for the favor of the people that are working to help him to get well. Thank you right now, God. Have your way. Remember Mother Lincoln. Strengthen her, God. Strengthen her body, Lord. Help her continue to have that testimony that God is so good, that God has done so much for her, God. We thank you for that. And remember Mother Virginia Monroe. Strengthen tonight. Encourage her, God. Oh, God, encourage her right where she is. Allow her to shine right where she is. In the name of Jesus. And my God, I'm praying, God, for Sister Breanne, I'm praying for her and her family, God. God, we know that this is the day that tragedy happened to her children, but God lift her in the spirit. God, encourage her heart in the name of Jesus. You're able to lift the bereaved heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her look to you, God, being the author and the finisher of her faith. In Jesus' name, we thank you tonight, God. We bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths, God. Remember those, God, they're going through things. I may not call by name. God, that are sick and their bodies need healing. Remember, God, remember Reverend Anderson. Strengthen her, God. Continue to give her a song to sing. Continue to lift her in the spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you would bless our pastor. Give him wisdom and knowledge, God, in Jesus' name. Show him, God, how to lead and direct your people, God, in the spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the love that he has for the people. Thank you, God, that he's a watchman on the wall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that he will continue to stand up and preach the word of God in its simplicity, that even a child would understand. God, I pray that you would bless our young people. Continue to increase them and strengthen them, God. Cause the angels to encamp around about them and keep them, that the enemy do not destroy them, because we're praying, we're standing in the gap, God, that you would use them, that however you want to use them, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for our young people because they are the church of today. My God, raise them up to that you will give glory, that they will praise your name, that they will realize the splendor, God, that you have placed upon their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Petersville Baptist Church. You would bless them, God, encourage, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, meet every single need, and we thank you for what you've already done. You've already made ways. Hallelujah. We can look to you, God. We can look to the hills. for which cometh our help. Our help comes from you. And Father, not only Petersville Church, bless all every church that's planted by you, God, that lifting up your name, God, every pastor, every bishop, every minister, in the name of Jesus, every lay person, Father, we need you tonight. We cannot make it without you. You are our light tonight. You are our strength, God. You are that peace that passes all understanding, the peace in this confused world, in this dark world. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord, that you have chosen us, that you have called us out. You have given us a space in your kingdom that we may do kingdom work tonight, that we may let your glory shine through us, that we will give your name the praise and all the glory, all the honor. It belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name, praise God. Lord, remember, hallelujah, all those that are sick and shut in, remember them, hallelujah. Oh, my God, Deacon Robert Cooper, remember him, strengthen him, God, encourage his faith. Sister Shirley Cooper, remember her, God, in Jesus' name, my God, have your way. Have your way, God. In Jesus' name, we will bless you. We will glorify you. We will magnify your name. We bless you, God. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God. All those on this line tonight, let's give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give him the honor. Hallelujah. We've got reason to praise. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord tonight. I feel victory tonight. There's victory in the praise tonight. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. So we lift you up, God. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, glory to God. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to the name of God, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We lift your name in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Bless our children, no matter where they're at, God. Those that are young, those that are middle aged, those that are older, God. Bless them, God. Lord, let the angels continue to keep them. Keep them, God. Hallelujah. Each and every day, God. God, you're able, huh? Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We stand in the gap tonight, and we will bless your name at all times. We will give your name to praise. And we thank you, God. And we learn a little bit about the splendor, about your splendor tonight. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So I want to thank you all. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for dialing into the Dream Team prayer line tonight. I trust that you've been blessed. I praise God for y'all, for your faithfulness. Thank you for praying for us, praying for our family. We love you. Pastor loves you. But you know God loves you more. And we thank you that you will continue to grow in the Lord and in the power of his might to be strong in him. Enjoy your family this week. Hallelujah. Enjoy. We have to live in the moment. Live in the moment. Enjoy the things that God has blessed you with. Even take time to look outside. Look at the glory of God. You don't have to look far. You'll see his splendor. Hallelujah. And remember to give God the praise. All right. We love you. God bless you. And have a wonderful night. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks.